Morning. Hope we all got some rest yesterday. That was a long day. Christ-filled day, the Lord's day. I think we had a day with the Lord. I think He's happy. So we'll conclude by noon today. We've got two sessions. We're getting a little bit late start on this first one because we brothers' fellowship spilled over. So we apologize for those that came on time and waited on us. So the first session, we'd like to break up into two groups and take care of some fellowship regarding high school seniors and the college age to update some lists. So you'll need your folder today with the orange tab. We're scheduled to take a break around 10:30 to 11 and then have a last session from 11 to 12:30. We're starting a little bit late now, so we may push the break back a little bit. You'll still get 30 minutes. We'll just take it out of the next meeting time. We'll just see how this advances, how much time you need. And for that last session, we'll maybe share a little bit on a couple points we skipped on outline number 4, but that won't take the whole session. We were thinking maybe to have a time where there could be some questions and responses, if that would be helpful. We want to spend the time most profitably, so we're just opening up to you saints, the team members primarily, and the students, probably not too many community saints here, but if there would be something that you would like to fellowship or you feel be profitable for your going on, we'd like to fellowship those matters. So we'll save some time in that last session for that. And some may just want to stand up and ask a question, or you may want to ask a question where you'd rather remain anonymous, which is fine too. So we have these cards here that you could write your question out on the card, and then at the end of the morning break, you could turn the card in. Just put it up here, and then we'll see if there's some questions that come that way, or when we open it up for questions, you can just raise up your hand. So these cards will be here. I don't know, do we hand them out now or pass them around a little bit? I'll just pass a few here and there, and you don't need to take one, but if you'd like to take one, you can just pass one back. If you don't want to take one, that's fine. There's not one for everybody, but maybe those who have a question can. Here's just a few cards. You don't need to use a card. You can write it on another piece of paper. We just thought we'd assist the questions that way. Okay, so let's go on to the orange tab. And probably a lot of you are familiar with this session. We'll just take a few minutes to set it up, and then we'll release you to meet up in your respective groups with the students. And if there are any community saints here, we welcome you to join in and be part of that. We'll be doing two things primarily, looking to update the information about our high school seniors. Those are the church kids or mostly church kids, probably all church kids that are going to be going to college or even working. We want to know where that's going to happen so we can pass that information on to the receiving church or receiving team. And secondly, we want to update the list of college students that are active among us, that are gained among us. So those are the two things we want to accomplish. If you have no high school seniors and you don't have much list, you have very few students, you can still use the time. We'll explain in a few minutes how you can use your time to move forward with some other things if that doesn't occupy your whole time. So, orange tab, page number, let's just go back to the table of contents here on orange tab, list of exhibits, rather. So we've got a few exhibits there explaining what we're doing, and then we have high school senior data. Then we have college age saints data. Then the workers' contact information, which we like to update We like to know who are the workers for the high schoolers and college age so we can stay in touch with them. And then a planning session. That's what I was referring to a minute ago. If you have no high school seniors and you have no students, or it just takes you a few minutes to do that, you can go to Exhibit T about planning session and be making forward progress on getting things prepared for the upcoming summer and fall. Okay, so Exhibit A, page 1, shows the pipeline from high school seniors on and the transition points from high school to college or transferring from one college to another. That's point number 2. Gap number 3 is they finish college and then what do? Some go to training. What happens to gap number 4 after the training? Do they work, graduate school, or serving? So these are some numbers from last year, the 508. This is national number. This number is not a Midwest number, obviously. It's for all nation. So we had 508 high school seniors among us in the nation, and we want to know where they're going and how we can care for them. And the bottom diagram explains if we're active with their friends, that actually instead of losing our own, we could gain their friends. So we'd come out with a plus instead of a minus. Okay, so then page 2 just explains what I just did, a little more detail. Page 3, just skip that. That's how we collect the data. Page 4, we need to spend a minute here. This is instructions for the work session. So Roman number 1 is concerning high school seniors. A, list of high school seniors by locality. That's Exhibit E. So if you flip over to page 6, that's the data you've given us. You have 35. You've reported to us 35 high school seniors. We may have missed some, so today's the day to get them on the list if we fail to do that. So you may be pulling out your phone and making a few calls this morning. So A1, collect information regarding their prospective colleges and add missing seniors. So we want to know where these kids are going to school. They should know by now. And if they're not going to school, what are they doing? We want to know where our high school seniors are. They're transitioning out of high school, so what's happening with them? Where will they be? So we want to collect that data. And then A2, we do this in Texas about their friends. We're interested, you know, there's a whole burden about gospel seeds and children and their friends. And so we have had ones come into the church just by inquiring about their friends. Their friend may go to the same college they are, which makes it easy. They may be going different colleges, so we just let that other college know, hey, by the way, my best friend is going here. Please, let's fellowship about how to approach my friend. So that's out-facing. That's looking out, which we'd like to increase our outreach. So that's up to you how much you want to develop that. B, we're going to skip because we have a few more cluster reunions to collect the data. We still have to go to Southern California, which is a big area of high school seniors. And then once we finish that reunion, we'll have all the data in. We'll process it and send it back to you if you're getting any California kids. So we'll skip that for today. Then C is just some follow-up. I wouldn't spend a lot of time on this. You can take a glance at it. Exhibit M, that's past high school seniors that never were reported on a college survey, a CS. C1 there, it says if the column reported by CS info, it means that if it's blank, it means that the high school seniors were not reported on the college-age saints list anywhere. So when we collect our data from all our kids on the college campuses, that high schooler never showed up on anybody's list. So unaccounted for. Hopefully they're in someone's heart. But as far as taking care of them, having their name on a list, it's not there. So that's a lack. So if you want to go back and fill in any of that, and that's, we're not trying to update that. If they moved since they first left high school, we're not interested in trying to update that every year. We're just trying to locate where do they go after their high school year. So I wouldn't spend a lot of time on that, but you can take a glance at it. And then going to Roman numeral 2 is the college age saints. So this is the second major thing we're doing. And if we flip over to Exhibit O, that should be K-L-M-N-O. That's on page number 15. This is your list of college-age saints that you gave us for 2014-2015. So now we want to update it to 2015-2016. An important point here, I hope you're paying attention. We want to do this as of the spring 2016. We know that semester's closing out, but since we started these reunions a month ago, we're trying to do it as of the spring 2016. So that's their status as of the semester we're just concluding, and not the fall semester. So just that way it keeps all the data standardized. So give us that information. So if they were a freshman last year and now they went to their sophomore, you put them as a sophomore, even though they're just concluding their sophomore year. That's the way we need to do it. So you can update on that sheet. And yeah, if they're graduated, you put them as a senior, but then I'd make a note because we ask you for their graduating date. So I'd go ahead and make a note that they graduated so we know in the fall we know they're not part of our group. I mean, they're not going to be there on the campus working with us. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sorry, okay. Chicago. Oh, it's a sample. Sorry, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the Midwest, yeah, we're going to give you the data you gave us. Yeah, it's in this. Yeah, we just standardized this section here, but your packet here will have your data. Sorry, thanks for that, clearing that up. Okay, so you'll use Schedule P if you want to delete someone from the college age list, and that's where you'll tell us what happened, where they went. And then Q if you want to add someone to that list. So you can mark on that list if they're just went from a freshman to sophomore, but if you want to take them off or add them, please use these other lists. That way it's easier for us to process the data. Okay. And then you can mark any other changes on Exhibit O itself. And we're actually looking for, if you look at Schedule Q for a moment, to try to standardize our measuring stick, let's read these instructions real quick. Please add, are you with me on page 17, Exhibit Q, top paragraph? Please add college age church kids and only those non-church kids gain for the church. Okay, so we always keep church kids on the list, and only those non-church kids gained for the church. One indication that someone has gained for the church or remaining in the church is that he or she is in our meetings regularly. So they're in some kind of corporate meeting. We in Austin like to see them in a Lord's Day meeting regularly. That doesn't mean every week, but they see the body and they recognize the need to be in the corporate expression of the body. It's still your call. However, new ones recently met should not yet be considered gain because not enough time has passed. So someone that you're real excited about and they're on fire for the Lord, but they've only been around a couple months, it's too early to tell. You know, that's we see a lot of those come and go, and they're not gained. Please also add college-age saints not enrolled in school this semester if they meet the above criteria. And then a church kid, number two, is defined as someone who began meeting with us before junior high school, seventh grade. That's just an arbitrary selection, so we can standardize it. So we just measure church kids. If they met with us before seventh grade, we consider them a church kid. If after that, then not. And there are two sections to this form. Those meeting with your locality, that's the top section, and those from your locality, not meeting with your locality, and attending school in another city with no church. So no one's going to be submitting their name on this form because there's no church there. So there's no one to report about them. So we want you to report about them. If they're from your locality and they've moved to a place where there's no church, I hope someone in your locality has them in their heart. Then we'd like to see them on the list as well. Okay, I think that should be pretty much it. Back to page 4. Workers' contact information. Use S to report additions, deletions, or changes to Exhibit U, which will be in your packet, your work session packet. And then contact information for Campus Club, that's the yellow tab. If you would also confirm, update, and add that information, we would appreciate that. And that's also in your work packet. So those are the areas we'd like for you to work on. If that only takes you 10 minutes, and we have, we're about ready to, we need to hand these out, so we'll probably be down to about 30 minutes if we take a 10:30 break. You may need a little more time than that. I'm thinking maybe push the break back a little bit. So why don't we, when we get ready to dismiss, we'll give you a time to work through before your break. And then finally, that last schedule or exhibit, T, lists some areas, preparatory items for team reunion planning sessions. So if all the data collection we just talked about takes you a few minutes, then you can have the time to do some planning for your team. You can plan out, and those are some items there. You can look at those, see if you've got everything in order. A lot to do, much to do. Okay? Anybody have any questions at this point? So we're going to hand these packets out. We have one for each church in your area. Do you want to write the names down, Paul? The problem is that not all the churches are represented here. Many of these smaller churches probably have zero high schoolers and no college kids, so it's 0-0. But if you could, some of you could volunteer to take, if it's a nearby church and the church isn't represented this morning, if you could take that packet and just with a phone call confirm 0-0 or 1-0 or whatever it is, then we could have complete data collection. So we have, even if there's one high school senior in that area, we want to know about them. They could be coming to your university, and we want to know that. Rather than do what happened to us years ago, before we started collecting in 2010, we were preaching the gospel to our own church kid. We got a couple stories that are pretty shameful because we didn't even know who was coming to our campus. It was already raised in the church. So that was so shameful that we decided that's got to stop. We got to find out who is coming our direction, plus take care of the families, children. So I'll just call these out. If there's no one here and no one will take it, we'll try to handle it some way. So, and if you'll give your name to Paul, he's going to record your name so we know who's responsible for taking the information. So we can, if we don't get it back from you, we can contact you. He'll also be taking your Social Security number. We'll find you. No, just kidding. Okay, so from Iowa, do we have anybody from Iowa here? We have Ames, Iowa City, Milford. Can you do that? All three of them? Okay. Yeah, okay. So Peter will take the Iowa ones. Then we have Champaign. Will be Ken Mooney. Then we have Chicago, and Marty, Glenn Ellen, Al. Marty, you can help me with the names. Normal. Ken, you want to take Normal? They're calling your name out. That's Ken Mooney, Oak Lawn, Illinois. This is Jose. Palantine. That must be Ken. Oh, no, you used to be Palantine. Okay, Ken. Streamwood. I met one brother from Streamwood. You going to take it? Your name is Carlos Jasso. Waukegan, Illinois. Okay, Marty. Indianapolis, Don Cush. Lafayette. Okay, Tom Combis. Lexington, Kentucky. About Louisville, Kentucky. Okay, sorry.
So Louisville and Ken Mooney.
Louisville went to Ken Mooney, and Lexington went to Andrew. Ann Arbor. This is to Ching Shi Yang. Bloomfield. Anybody help us with Bloomfield? Same brother again. East Lansing.
Yeah.
Just park it right here. Farmington.
Yeah. I'll try to make some calls.
Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
One more.
Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
Michigan is underrepresented. Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant. Brooklyn Park. Okay. Peter. Wow, Michigan, Lord Jesus. Michigan, Lord. Minneapolis. Your name, brother? Abe Gal. Rochester, Minnesota. Peter. Great. St. Louis, Mo. Missouri. Anybody here from Missouri? St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Ken Mooney, Fargo. Saw Michael Reinders, Michael. Cincinnati is EJ Ramsey. Columbus, Jefferson. Well, I got Illyria. Who can do Illyria? Okay, Fairborn, Michael. In Mansfield, we'll go back to Jefferson. Oxford, Ohio. Oxford. Okay, EJ can do Oxford. That's close by. Wycliffe. Okay, Sarah. You gonna do Wycliffe?
Oh, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. Sarah Lynn, in Rapid City, South Dakota. Wow. South Dakota, Rapid City. Wow, sure. Eau Claire. Okay, that's Peter. Madison and Milwaukee. Okay, Madison will go to Dion, Gross, and Milwaukee to Nor. Great. I took them all. Y'all did so good. Wow, y'all did really good. Thank you. So if possible, you can get that in by lunch today. If you need an extension, why don't you talk to me? We'll see if you can't get it done by then. But we do want to get it right away. I think maybe these other exhibits in here, there's some samples of the things we do. If you want to just look at that sometime, that's fine. I don't think we'll spend the time here. Probably let you all get to your work session. So it's 10. How much time do you want to take for this work session? If we were on schedule, we'd be finished at 10:30, but we're running a little behind schedule. We're about 30 minutes behind schedule, so probably maximum would be an hour, and that would leave an hour for the last session as well. Or if you don't need a whole hour, then we can trim it. So it's up to you. 45 minutes have been suggested. Is that okay? If you need to spill over a little bit in your break or during lunch, you could still huddle up. So how about we do 45 minutes, which would be 10:45. So you can work in your group till 10:45. Then from 10:45 to 11:15, you'll have a break. And we'll come back here at 11:15 for an hour and 15-minute session. Does that sound good? So we're just adjusting the schedule a little bit. So it's a 15-minute break. Okay, how about that? You just lost 15 minutes. But you get your group is okay, right? You're in your group, so it's kind of a variety, so you're not sitting here all morning. So I think it'd be okay. There'll be some refreshments. I see some water bottles over there. Yeah, I don't want you to mention where to head out. The larger groups may, Mario will tell us what to do.